And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
One of the prettiest states in our great country. Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont.
Oh, everyone loves this one. That's Frank. This is Ella.
I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont.
And here's Willie Nelson.
Telegraph cable. Sing down the highway, travel each bend and roll. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze.
Caterina Valente.
Warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont.
Signora Valente sounding rather a long way from the Green Mountain State there. Moonlight in Vermont is a big standard song, but where did it come from? Who wrote it? Well, it's the work of two guys, one of them born a century ago this week, July 19th, 1913. John Blackburn isn't a Vermonter. He grew up in Shaker Heights, Ohio, but he gave the state a great gift with this song. He was never at any time in his life a full-time songwriter either, but for a couple of years he taught in the drama department at Bennington College down in southern Vermont. That's his Green Mountain connection. So come the early 1940s, he's over on the other side of the country, in California, working for Lockheed. That's an aerospace corporation, not a music publisher. And he hooks up with a composer called Carl Susdorf. And they wind up writing a song evoking a faraway state John Blackburn knew for just a brief moment. Somehow they got it to Johnny Mercer, who just founded Capitol Records, and he thought it would be perfect for a young singer he'd signed called Margaret Whiting. She said, "How can I sing about a place I've never been?" He said, "I've never been to Vermont either. Let's use your imagination. Just picture it. The ski trails, the red and gold leaves.
Pennies in a stream. Sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light." Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the
you and I and moonlight in Vermont. Ellie Butterfield's trumpet, Margaret Whiting's voice, and the very first recording of Moonlight in Vermont from 70 years ago, 1943. For two guys who'd never had a hit or published a song, Carl Soustoff and John Blackburn did a terrific job. Every eight-bar section is about a season. It's kind of like Vivaldi's Four Seasons, but they wrap it up in 32 bars. The first eight bars, Falling Leaves, is autumn. The next eight bars, Ski Trails on a Mountainside, is winter. And the final eight bars, Evening Summer Breeze, is summer. There's no spring because, as you know, if you live in the North Country, we don't really have spring. There's winter, and then the snow melts, and it's mud season when the roads turn to mud. And I guess they didn't fancy writing eight bars about mud. So instead, they wrote about telegraph cables singing down the highway, which sounds kind of boring. And just like a telegram, Carl Soustoff sets the lyric at the same pitch. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. But then he gets to that each bend in the road, and he takes that big octave leap, and suddenly he makes those boring telegraph poles the most romantic thing in the world. Years ago, the novelist Sebastian Foulkes, he wrote the big bestseller Birdsong and the Ian Fleming centenary James Bond novel. Sebastian came to stay with me in New Hampshire because he was writing a story partly set in Vermont, which is just across the river from me. And in the eventual novel, Sebastian made an observation that for all the natural beauty of Vermont, those wooden poles travelling each bend in the road are somehow necessary to the picture too. And when you hear Moonlight in Vermont, you understand what he's getting at. But that four-season structure isn't the most distinctive thing about the song. Courtesy of Ray Charles, take a listen.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. Where are the rhymes?
I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountain. Snowlight in Vermont.
Icy finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snowlight in Vermont. Stream, sycamore, Vermont, waves, mountainside, Vermont. Still no rhymes.
Telegraph cables as they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely.
Well, it kind of sounds as if it's about to rhyme there. The so hypnotized line sounds as if it's working up to rhyme with travel each bend in the road. So hypnotized by the toad, or so hypnotized by Morse code. But then it goes off into that two-syllable lovely and links seamlessly back to the main section all over again.
Evening, summer breeze, wobbling on the meadow lawn, moonlight.
Evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Stream, sycamore, waves, mountainside, highway, road, setting, lovely, breeze, meadowlark. There's not a single rhyme in Moonlight in Vermont. How did they write it that way? After completing the first section of lyric, John Blackburn realized there was no rhyme and said to his composer, let's keep it like that through the whole song. As he put it, it just seemed right. They could have rhymed across the sections, like sunny side of the street, grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep, can't you hear that pitter-pat, oh, that happy tune is your step. But Blackburn seemed to understand that it would intrude on the mood. And let's face it, by the early 40s, the very word moon had become shorthand for the worst kind of Tin Pan Alley hack writing. Moon, June, croon, spoon. So instead of adding to the clichés, John Blackburn eschewed rhyme entirely and wrote three Japanese haikus. Haiku number one.
Pennies and a stream. Falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont.
Haiku number two.
I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont.
Haiku number three.
Evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
There's a slight question mark over that warbling of a meadowlark. There aren't a lot of meadowlarks in Vermont, or a lot of sycamores, not compared to maples. John Blackburn's memories of his days at Bennington may have been a little woozy, but cut the guy some slack. He wrote the first pop standard with not a single rhyme. And ever after Margaret Whiting put it in the hit parade, whenever she was playing somewhere, Johnny Mercer would turn up and say, "Sing that song again that hasn't got a rhyme in it." So she did.
Telegraph cables, they hum down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
That's an older Margaret Whiting's take on her youthful hit with a bit of help from Jerry Mulligan. It was her theme song for the rest of her life. In 1957, for the album Come Fly With Me, and with a marvellous Billy May arrangement, Moonlight in Vermont was finally recorded by Frank Sinatra.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont.
You know, the big hit from the Come Fly With Me album was the brand new title song, but of all the tracks on the record, April in Paris, Autumn in New York, that was the only other song from that album to stay in Sinatra's book right to the end. Here he is 3 decades later, live at the Meadowlands in New Jersey.
Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they make every turn in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the love. breeze, the sweet warbling of the meadowlark. Moonlight in Vermont, snow light in Vermont, moonlight in Vermont.
Oh, I love singing that song. I love it. Thank you. So romantic. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And he did love it, even though, as far as I know, he never set foot in the state of Vermont. And notice how, unlike most singers, Sinatra didn't use that little tag Carl Susdorf and John Blackburn wrote at the end of the 32 bars, that You and I and Moonlight in Vermont thing. So Moonlight in Vermont was a pop hit in 1944. What else did John Blackburn and Carl Susdorf write? Well, they teamed up for something called Susquehanna that Oscar Peterson recorded, with an intro that sounds like Moonlight in Vermont sideways.
It was night along the Susquehanna. Lonely fields of moonlight in the sky. Not a single leaf a quiver, as silently the river flowed by. There were stars along the Susquehanna. Not a cloud was anywhere in sight. For the wind that bends the willow had settled on the pillow of night. Paddle boats are huffing and a puffing round the river bend, slowly disappeared from view. Drifting across the water came the echo of a phonograph, playing something soft and blue. There was love along the Susquehanna. I should know, for I was there with you. When we lived a lover's drama along the Susquehanna one night.
Always love to hear Oscar Peterson singing, but Night Along the Susquehanna was no match for Moonlight in Vermont. And notice that drama and Susquehanna isn't really a rhyme. Maybe John Blackburn was better off sticking to the rhyme-free haiku stuff. With a couple of other fellas, he wrote this.
Need you, oh, I need you. The nights are long since we're apart.
And with a couple of other lyricists, Carl Susdorf wrote, "Did anyone ever tell you, Mrs. Murphy?" But that really is a long, long way from Moonlight in Vermont. And for both Susdorf and John Blackburn, the little bit of Green Mountain lightning that struck 70 years ago never came again. When I bought my pad in New Hampshire many years ago, I fell in love with the Granite State in every respect except one. It had no great song written about it. No California, Here I Come, no Yellow Rose of Texas, my old Kentucky home, Stars Fell on Alabama. And it's almost un-American to be in a state with no great song singing its praises. And I looked enviously across the Connecticut River at moonlight in Vermont, and my resentment festered until 4 years ago for the Mark Stein Christmas show, I got an idea and called up my old friend Elizabeth Von Trapp, granddaughter of Baron Von Trapp and Sister Maria of Sound of Music fame, and invited her to let Moonlight in Vermont do a little bit of slumming with a New Hampshire song. Here's how it turned out. One of my happiest Christmas memories in this part of the world, Elizabeth, was a few years back on a beautiful, chilly North Country night, but with the skies full of stars, driving on a back road, an unplowed road, so just making tire tracks in the snow,
yes.
the back way to Jericho, Vermont, where
oh
you were singing in the church there.
Oh. And you came to that concert.
A beautiful Christmas concert.
How wonderful.
And driving back, I looked at the night sky, reflecting on the snow, and I thought of some lines you sang. Icy finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, which are not from a Christmas song per se, but they are from the most famous song ever written about Vermont. And if you write a song about Vermont, chances are winter will be in there somewhere. And a while back, Tim Rice happened to mention to me that he was working on a project about music from American states. Deep in the heart of Texas, Stars Fell in Alabama, Georgia on My Mind, California, Here I Come. And Vermont has a song in that league. But Tim wanted to know what New Hampshire had to offer. And it's thin pickings. I've rummaged around and I know. For one thing, New Hampshire isn't the easiest rhyme. The closest anyone's got is Howard Dietz, who wrote A Camp Chair in New Hampshire. So I rummaged around for a song about New Hampshire, and I found one called Ain't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire Molly. It was written in 1906 and flopped, and nobody sung it since 1906. And according to the sheet music, it has words by Robert F. Roden, whom the sheet music says is the author of My Little Georgia Rose, and music by J. Fred Helf, author of When the Whippoorwill Sings Margarita. And neither of those has been sung since 1906 either. I don't know how these guys made a living in the music business. So I thought, how can I make this a little more interesting? Because Ain't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire Molly is a kind of old-fashioned song. And I started thinking, well, where did Molly go? Maybe she skipped across the Connecticut River to Vermont. And then I figured, well, let's get Elizabeth in to play the part of Molly. So the way we'll do this is I'll do my little New Hampshire song, and then Elizabeth will do her much better known Vermont song. And then we got our arranger, Kevin Amos, to knit them together. So they're like a combined New Hampshire meets Vermont song. If this works out, it'll be incredible. But picture me standing atop Mount Washington, pining, Ain't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire, Molly. And then the camera pans westward, and there's Elizabeth as Molly standing atop Mount Mansfield. We call this medley Songs Across the Connecticut, and Elizabeth's going to play us in on her guitar. All alone I'm roaming Molly down the dear old village lane, as we did the night before you went away. When the moon in all its glory shone its beams on love's sweet story, and you promised you'd return and wed someday. Now folks laugh and call it folly when I tell them you're still true, but you love me, don't you, Molly? Say you're coming home, please do. Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? Ain't you coming back to see us once again? The folks all say you won't come back
you won't come back. But something seems to whisper that you love me, as you did before you left us all to roam. Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? Back to your New Hampshire home.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore.
Coming back to old New Hampshire.
Pennies in a stream.
Ain't you coming back to see me once again?
Falling leaves, a sycamore. Moonlight in Vermont.
The folks all say you won't come back. You won't come back.
Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized.
Something seems to whisper that you love me, as you did before you left us all to roam.
I see finger waves.
Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? Coming back to your New Hampshire home.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Songs Across the Connecticut. Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? And Moonlight in Vermont. And I think we should say a word for Jonathan Hill's mighty fine violin on that too. Nobody sung Ain't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire, Molly, in 103 years. So if we get enough requests, I may sing it again in another 103 years. But wherever you happen to be, if Elizabeth is doing one of her Christmas concerts in your part of the world, don't miss it, because it's truly a wonderful experience. This isn't one of those things where someone gets up and does Frosty the Snowman or whatever. It's like
you can include that.
You can include that, but there's a whole lot of other stuff going on in there as well. And Elizabeth, it's always a pleasure to hear you sing, and especially
thank
at Christmas
Mark.
Time. And
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Elizabeth von Trapp and I sending Moonlight in Vermont on a blind date in the Granite State from the 2009 Mark Stein Christmas Show. John Blackburn was born 100 years ago, July 19th, 1913. And he lived a long life, active into his 90s, and a full life. In the 60s, he was a big part of the Apollo space program. And he carried on writing both music and lyrics until his death in 2006. And they're almost all unpublished and unrecorded and sitting in a desk drawer somewhere. But if you're only going to write one standard song, this one, with its unique lyric, its lovely chord changes, its beautiful key change into the middle section, this one isn't a bad claim to fame.
Evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadow lark, moonlight in Vermont, you and I and moonlight.
A song about the most tired imagery in Tin Pan Alley, but made so fresh that it evokes its subject perfectly. A song suffused in moonlight. See you next time.
Mark Stein's Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.